You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is salinity? If you're in a chemistry lab and lucky enough to have pure water available, it's just the elements, hydrogen and oxygen, nothing else. No contaminants, no additives. In the natural world, one of the most common chemicals that can be in water is salt. That's because it dissolves so easily in water. Oceans and seas are known as seawater. Lakes, rivers, and streams are freshwater. The term brackish water is used for water areas where freshwater and salt water meet. For example, an estuary like the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia and Maryland, or a mangrove swamp in Everglades National Park in Florida. Salinity was typically measured in PPT, or parts per thousand. This relates to the parts of dissolved salt called ions in the water. Ocean water salinity is 35 parts per thousand. These dissolved salts, ions, are mostly the elements sodium and chlorine when we talk about ocean salinity. They combine together to form sodium chloride. When they dissolve, it's what makes the oceans salty. And this is kind of surprising, but the oceans aren't naturally salty. That salt comes from the land. Here's how. Rain is slightly acidic. When rainwater falls on the ground, land, it can dissolve salts that are naturally in rock. This is washed into rivers, which ultimately flows into the oceans. Salinity can have some pretty interesting effects on water. The saltier the water, the more it weighs. That's because salt water has more molecules than fresh water. The higher the salinity of a body of water, the less oxygen it can dissolve and hold. As an example, Utah's Great Salt Lake is so salty it has very low oxygen levels. The higher the salinity, the lower the temperature it takes to freeze water. For example, fresh water will freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, but polar ocean water freezes at around 29 degrees Fahrenheit. The higher the salinity, the easier it is for an object to float. When an object is in water, it experiences an upward force from the water called buoyancy, and salty water causes greater buoyancy. So try this easy activity at home or in your class with students or your family. Fill a glass with warm water. Put a hard-boiled egg, still in the shell, in the water, and see if it sinks or floats. Remove the egg. Stir in 2 spoons of salt until it dissolves. Put the egg in again and see what happens. Keep doing this over and over, 2 spoons at a time. Eventually, the water will be salty enough so the egg becomes buoyant and floats. Well, we've just learned a little bit about salinity. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.